Amar of Yaakov Minapikod, Mishmei Durava Mehacha. So we had one attempt made by Rav Shisha, Braid Ravidi, to find another makar for Chovo B'Chaveiro that you pay and you don't get Malkus, separate from the drush that we had earlier of Can You Nothing, but you can run it out, said Rav Shisha, from the Psukim about the Mevlados, Fechinatsu Anashim, because it has to be talking about that there was Hasra for Misa, which counts as Hasra for Malkus, and if there's no Ason Be'isha, then there'd be Echiv Mammon. So you see that by Chovel, you say you pay and you don't get Malkus. But the Gemara had kashas on that. Yaakov and Apikot asked that all of this is working with the assumption that the Psukim over there are discussing Matzus Shebemisa and Nefesh is Nefesh Mamish. But in fact, if you hold like Rebbe, that nefesh tachas nefesh means mammon, so then you've lost your whole raya. Rashi explains that then you can learn the psukim are discussing without hasra, and you lost your whole proof. So what does he suggest? A little different. Also in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, "Im yakum v'shalich b'chutz al mishanto v'niko hamakeh." This is a parsha of Sheves v'Ripui. So it's talking also about a case of people arguing, v'chirivon anashim, v'hikosh esve'eu v'evin ov'egrof, v'lo yamos v'nafa l'mishkav. So somebody struck the other one, and he's now bedridden. And then the pasuk continues later, yakum ishalech b'chutz al mishanto, v'niko hamake. And now if the person, the victim of the assault, begins to walk around, Al Mishanto literally means a stick. Rashi explains based on the Targum there, Kidim Targuminan Al Burio. That's what the Targum writes, which means with his full health, meaning Sheshav Kocho Le Sano Harishon. He knows he's back to his old self and he has his strength back. So Veniko Hamake, then the one who struck him is not going to be Chayiv, meaning he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. So we have a question on this pasuk. Vechisale Al Daitcha. How could anyone think otherwise? If the person is obviously not a victim of the of Ritzicha, he's walking around, so how could you think that the person would be guilty and be b'chayv misa? Obviously he's v'nika hamake. So what does it mean? V'nika hamake, ela melamed, we learn out the following. Shechov shenoso. We lock him up, we keep him incarcerated, and we wait to see what will be. The imayis, if the victim dies, katrinan lei, then we will kill him for being a rotzeach. The ilo mayis, and if the person doesn't die, then shifto yitin v'rapo yirapi. That's what the pasuk says. Then rak shifto yitin v'rapo yirapi. He pays sheves, unemployment, and he pays ripoy for the doctor's bills. But it's only if the person doesn't die. But until that point, we have to leave the person in limbo. Possibly he'll have to get killed for having caused death. So now the Gemara analyzes. Hey, chidami. Let's go get Rashi first. Ela melameid shechov shenoso. Lo nema mikra zeh. This v'nika amak is only said, ela lamedcha, to inform us, dehechadi kahu velomes v'nafal mishkav. So right now he hasn't yet died, but he's bedridden. So what do you do now? The halacha is yachbishu esamake ahu b'veisa asurim. So the one who assaulted him has to be kept incarcerated in prison. Ad shenire im yakum ishalich b'chutz. Oz v'nika amake. Oz v'nika amake. The question was v'nika amake. Then he's off the hook. Then he's not going to be killed. Obviously, the person's walking around, he's not going to get killed. The answer is, v'niko amake, he's only until that point, we have to wait and see. He's not a free man. V'niko amake, meaning, b'kal dan hashta, lo yotza midei bezdin, ela nechbash. V'niko amake means he has clean hands, bezdin's no longer controlling him, controlling his life. That's how we touch the words. V'niko amake knows, until this point that the person was Yaakov Mishalech Bachutz al Mishanto, the one who is Chovel in him is not a free man. Basin has him locked up to see what will happen. Okay, so that's how we touch v'nika amake. Now comes the proof of the Gemara. Oh, one more Rashi. V'imayis, and if during this time that this person is incarcerated, the victim dies, katrin anrei. Zav Rashi keva de amit chovshin, mechlau de'imayis nizik katrin anrei. In other words, why are we holding on to him? Because he might end up having to be put to death. Why are we holding him in prison? Because he might end up being a Ratzeach. So we have to wait and see if he's in fact deemed a Ratzeach, depending on whether the person gets back to his health or not. So now, if it turns out the person gets back to his health, is walking around with full strength, then what happens? Then the Makeh, the Psalter, pays Tashume Sheves and Tashume Ripui. He says, what's the case? If there was no hasra given, then why would he get killed? It sounds like v'nika amake, as Rashi added here, that means that it's possible that we'll have to put him to death. We have to chov shino, so for what purpose? Chov shino, so because it's possible that we put him to death. So if a person didn't get asra, there's no way to put him to death. There's no point in chovshin also. As Rashi says, "Gemay inyan that while we chovish, why? Because it's shaykh that he'll be sentenced to death. So obviously there was asra. Elop shita da asrube. No. Now that you know that the case was that there was asra for misa, now what do we assume? Musa udavar chom or musa udavar kal? To be musra for misa is already implicit in that is asra for Malkus. The Amrachman shifto yitin v'rapo yirape. And yet, even though you have asra that counted for Malkus, so now, why is it that you're paying Tashumi, Sheves, and Ripui? So it's a similar type of a cheshbin of a raya like before, but from a different context, from different sukim. Rashi says, G'davar chamur, misa, G'davar akal, Malkus, de lo Yosef, de chovel, the low mace. Rashi said this before also. Rashi said it before too. Adava chamer misa. Why did Rashi have to say it again? I mean, it's the same raya. I don't know. Should be understood, no? Va'amrachmana lehecha de low mace. De ika mamon umalkis. Nidam be mamon de sif shifto yitain. So the raya is from the fact that he pays Sheves. And even though the case was that there was Hasra for Misa, because otherwise you couldn't anyway kill him, and that counts for Hasra for Malkus. The Shita raises a Pshat question. I mean, the Gemara goes through the hoop of trying to work out the Pshat in Vinika, Maka, Chov Shino, so. I mean, let's even leave that whole piece out. That you Lamaisa, Vinika, Maka means that he's not going to get killed when this person is. When this person is walking around, that means that potentially he could have been killed. Why wouldn't that be enough? I mean, let's say we don't know this whole shot of Choshen also. I mean, just the cheshbon itself of the Psukim sounds like there was a potential that he could get killed, the Nika Hamake. I mean, maybe there was some other way we could read the Pasuk. That's the Shita tries to figure out a way that you can read the Pasuk, that maybe if the person, there'll be a different type of a payment. I don't know. You can look in the sheet and see, tries to work out something. It could be Rashi's a little bit onto this. I mean, Rashi goes out of his way to be Meirich here to explain that what's the point of Chov Shino So. I mean, Rashi's reading it in the Gemara. It's Chov Shino So, obviously, because you might have to kill him. So, but why couldn't it just been simple? V'nika Hamake. You know, it sounds like the pshat in the pasuk is answering a side question. In other words, why would you think he'd get killed if the guy didn't? If the guy was walking around, so we figured out v'nika amake that until now he wasn't free. It wasn't a free man. He was locked up. Good pshat in pasuk. But the bottom line is, it sounds like it's the same thing. The reality is, he's going to get killed otherwise. So there must have been asra. You only know that he was going to get killed because of the pshat of the pasuk that you put him in prison. Doesn't it sound like from the pasuk itself that he would be nika amake? He's not going to get killed. Okay, you have a question. Why would you think you get killed with guys walking around? So you have a good answer. He must have been in prison until now. So now he's not even going to be in prison. Now he's let out of prison. It's a good shot in the pasuk, but why is it needed for the raya? Okay, it's a hara, exactly. But at the end of the day, it's a proof, because clearly you would have killed him from the prison. That's where you imprisoned him. Okay, so the raya we understand. I just don't know why you needed that extra knetch that he was in prison. I mean, I understand that now that he's in prison, it's because we would have killed him. But doesn't it sound like from the pasuk itself, and Nikar Naka, otherwise he would have been killed? Okay, you could be medayik. He must be. He was in prison also. Okay, but why is that essential for the proof? Again, Rashi just works it into the Gemara that once we work out chovshin oso, so obviously we will chovish him in order that he should get killed possibly. So you know that he would. But I mean, you wouldn't figure that out otherwise if not for the pshat of chovshin oso. I'm not really sure to say, but the Shita tries to say something. Anyway, the Gemara's proof is clear. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's such a question, but it says the pasuk only says you pay shevis and ripoy. Wouldn't that make it like not like a classic chavalah?
So again, you can ask this question on Amid Aleph too, right? The Gemara on Amid Aleph, what the raya from which chavalah? The Mevlados. And here your raya is from shevis for ripoy. And the answer is that when you see whatever tashumi chavalah, whatever it might be, shevis for ripoy, Mevlados, that is the Gemara's proof for every chavalah. That chavalah, mona mishal mukulalaki. The Gemara feels that that's all you need. You just have to find one case of chovel that you see you pay tashumin, even though they should have had Malkus, and that's our proof. You see from the Gemara that you don't need to find for every case of Chavel a separate Raya. You find one case of Chovel, and you see the rule must be Mamon v'lo Malkus. Okay, so now we go through the same types of kashas that we saw with the first Limud. Maskev v'lo Ravashi. So Ravashi also was the one who asked before also. Right? Maskev v'lo Ravashi. Mimai. The musar davar chomer havi musar davar akal. Maybe your assumption is not correct. Demalo havi. Maybe being musar davar chomer doesn't count to be hasra for davar kal. One challenge. Second challenge. The imtim saloma havi. Even if you say that it is considered hasra for davar kal, mimay din misa chamura. Demu malchus chomer. Maybe malchus is more chomer for misa. Being musar for misa is therefore not going to be musar for malchus, even though in general it is a musra. The davar kal, but Malkus isn't kal. Gabi misa. The Amar Rav, il mali nagduach nem shabazaria pochu salma. Had they been subjected to Malkus at the hands of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, they would have buckled and worshipped Avodah Zarah. So you see that Malkus is chamur. So therefore, being musfa for misa is not musfa for Malkus. Malkus is a high threshold. You see, they would have given in. On the second point, Amale Rav Sama Beid Rav Ashi Rav Ashi, Vamil Rav Sama Beid Rav Ashi Rav Ashi. That's not really a tain at all. Why? Because Shani Lach Ben Akashi Yeshlo Kitzva Akashi Engel Kitzva. You're bringing a right from Rav's statement Ben Chanan Mishav Azaria. What type of malchus are we discussing over there? Hakashi She Engel Kitzva. You don't know how much you're going to be subjected to in the form of torture. So that's why they wouldn't have been able to stand up to that. But if we're talking about Malkus, which is Medina from Beis Din, so that certainly is not as severe as Misa. So in that respect, if Musa Udava Chavar, Musa Udava Kal, I would have a riot. That was what he answered on the second challenge. Okay, but now we have another kasha. Maskif La Rav Mari, Mimai de Bemezid. Who says we're talking about the case of Mezid, Vinika Miktala? And Vinika means that he's going to be clean from having the potential of being put to death. Dilma Bishogeg, maybe our case is Bishogeg, that the Hakal was Bishogeg, Vinika Migolus. And the issue had to do with being clean from Golus. And that's what he'll, once a person stands up and walks around, then we know he's not going to be subjected to going to get the ownership of Golus. Kasha. That remains a Kasha. Nope. The Gemara doesn't suggest an answer, but Kasha means there might be an answer, but that was what he asked, Ramari asked on this Raya. Rashi says, Mimai dahai vihika ishas re'eo bimezid kamishtai. How do you know the case of the Torah of vihika ishas re'eo is talking bimezid? The high vinika, the alfinan minei chavisha, Vinika miktala kama. How do you know that that vinika, that as a result of the fact that the person was walking around with his strength, the person is free and is no longer going to be subjected to an onesh, is referring to the onesh of Misa. The tishma mine, that from that you can learn out the imayis, that had the person in fact died, the victim died, katrinale, we would kill the assaulter. The al-karchin, and if that's the case, it's talking be historical, that's how you built your whole case. Dilma b'shogig mishtay. Maybe the case would be that was vihika ishis re'eyu was b'shogig. Velo hisrubo. It was not a case of hasra at all. The chavisha lav liktala, and this that we incarcerated him was not for the potential to put him to death as a ritzeach. Vinika nami lav liktala. In other words, the chavisha wasn't liktala, and vinika wasn't from kitala. Ela migolus, the ari miklat. The chavisha di alfinan minei, this that we learn out, that he has to be put in prison, is the Golus kama. It's only relating to Golus, and Mishum Hachi, ki nika migolus yishalimamo. And that's why, once we know he's not subject to Golus, then he pays. Avhecha de asrubei, but in a case where it would have been asra, so then, emalach, dechilo mayis, lokabene mishalim, you lost your proof. Once we could set up the case to be vinika migolus, it's a case of shogeg, then we've lost our proof to set up the case to be ba'asrubei, because asrubei is only needed if we're discussing the potential of doing what to the guy?
Misa.
But once we're talking about the incarceration was not for potentially put him to death, misa's based him, but rather for golus, then it could very well be without asra. There are a number of diukim here with the inu and golus. We'll see in Tosis a little bit about it, but the sheet just raises the question in terms of the working out the case. Is it really true that there could be a case that it was the hiccup and it was Meshogeg? That's really what it sounds like in the Tzukim. What does the Pasuk say? It was a fight. What is Golus usually? Golus means a person was chopping wood and a piece of the axe came off, and that's a Shogeg. It was a certain element of Pshia, but a small measure of Pshia. But if what's called Karav Lemezid is not going to have Golus. Now, if you have a people having a fight, so seemingly the Hiko Ishes Re'eyu, and it's a blow that could have killed him, I mean, even if you want to say it's not a Mezid Gomor, he didn't intend to kill, but would you call that a Shogeg, to be subject him to Golus? Wouldn't that be called Karav Lemezid? So how could there even be any issue of Golus here? That's what he asked. Rashi didn't seem to be concerned about this question. No, maybe it could be some kind of case. They were arguing, but the mice per se that brought about the person being bedridden could be defined as a shogeg. Again, you'll see Tosas, other inyan that he raises, but the Shita asks the question, Hikshamori, Hech after the imayis go, Kimin de Bekavana hikahu, the Chsivach Yiruvan Anashim, Hika Ish, Bekarb Lemezid, Beinu Gola. As he asks, there was an argument and the one person struck the other, wouldn't that be by definition a karav lemezid? So he therefore works out in Ukimta in the Pasuk. He says, Efshadachi kamar, Dilma b'shogeg means like this. Vihika ishes re'ehu, shayim miskavin lahakos chaveiro, chirivan anash, and Reuven and Shimon are arguing. And Reuven wanted to hit Shimon really good, karav lemezid, no question. But meanwhile, the Ikish Yisrei Ehu, not the other guy he was fighting with, another guy, a third party, Ha'over Beneim, the guy was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he ended up getting sacked in the, by this guy who was fighting with the other guy. Beisul Chaveru, Hayak Shogi, Karv L'Mezi. Now, it's not Karv L'Onis either. It could be, obviously, there's a certain measure of Shkaga that could rise up to the standard of Golus. Avo Eitzozeh knows Eitzochaveiro. The guy he was fighting with was Karav Shogeg Lemezid. Avo Eitzozeh was Shogeg Gomor. It could be a Shogeg Gomor for the third party. Yeah, all this is Sussum and Rashi. It's hard to think that Rashi meant this teretz, but that's what the Shita says. So he wants to work out the pasuk. Yeah, Rashi, I would just say no. Maybe it could be there was an argument, but the actual the context of the argument, Vehikish Yisrei Eyu, didn't have to mean it was a ka of Karav Lemezid. You have to know the Gedarim of Golus better, but That's stam a question. But I want to focus on something else here. The Gemara is suggesting that the Nika is Migolus. I think there's an important chidush that we can extract from this line of Gemara about the nature of Chiyuv Golus. This is more in Makis, of course, but how do you understand the Chiyuv Golus? Mashmaus and Rishon, beginning of Makis, that the Gemara says already there that it's a kapara. Golus is a kapara. Right, we know that Adam's, we had the first part of that Mishnah we discussed in Amir Aleph here, Ksuvis, that in the case of Ben Gerusha, Adam's of Ben Gerusha, that you don't do the literal Kasha Zaman, rather the Adam get Malkus, right? That's case one in the Mishnah Malkus. What's the other case? Of Golas, that they testify about somebody's Chayv Golas, and then we say we don't make the Adam into, you know, to have to go to Golas. So the Gemara has to figure out Makoros for how do you know that you don't do the Kasha Zaman. Mar mentions regarding Golas in that connection the idea that Golas is a kapara. Yochanan thought Kal v'chomer, and then the Gemara says Hino senes husha asem ma'aser b'meizid lo ligu keicha de lo teri le kapara hinshu asem ma'aser b'meizid nami ligu keicha de levu kapara. Anyway, you see that Golas is a kapara. One could have been left with the following assumption, that it's a kapara, it's not really Bezin's din. Be my guest, you want a kapara? That's certainly a recommended thing to do, course of action. Get your kapara, you'll be safe from Gol Adam, you got a kapara, skate it to Mrs. Kohen Gadol, and it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch. Here you see this Gemara differently. You see in the Gemara that Bezin has a responsibility to lock up the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, or potentially being a Ritzeach B'Shogeg. We don't know if he'll be a Ritzeach or not. We don't know if the guy will end up surviving. But on that side that the person doesn't survive, it means that this guy was a Ritzeach B'Shogeg, and Beis Din has an achrayis to see to it that it administers the onesh of Golus to the Ritzeach B'Shogeg. It means it's not just his din to get a kapar. Right? You realize it's halacha and Beis Din. There are a couple of rayis that one would bring to this. I would just cite, first of all, yes, Yosef. What? Best Raya?
Best Raya,
I mean, you have the whole series of psukim there about it, but what do you see in those psukim exactly that proves that it's a chiyuv of Beis Din to give him goals?
It says
he runs there, no?
No, it says.
They go Adam, yeah. Miyad go Adam. So it sounds like they're restoring him there. They're sending him there. Okay. Could be you can get it from the Pesukim too. But let's see if we can find even more compelling evidence. So the Me'iri later, Adaf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Maybe it's Kedai what we can see. Could be the marker is actually that Gemara. According to Rashi, it's Mamish the Gemara. But let's look at the Gemara for a second. Gemara works out drushes. Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, and Tamid Beis. So you have the drush, of course, of Moya Ason, which is Miso Mamon. And that's what the Mishnah brings. The Gemara asks, what about Kedai Risha Aso? Risha Achas at the Machaivo? The Gemara says, well, Chada be Miso Mamon, Chada be Malkusu Mamon, Utsvicha. That's an Amid Aleph, Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Right after the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah, that you have one pasuk is Miso Mamon, what pasuk is that? Yason. And what's Malkus Mamon? Kedei Rishas. So the Gemara explains why you need both. The Gemara asks on the bottom line, Rav Meir d'Amar Loke Mishalim Tarti Lomeli. So Meir says that Loke Umishalim, he doesn't accept Kedei Rishas for Malkus Mamon. So the Gemara says, Chada b'Miso Mamon, v'chada b'Miso Malkus. In other words, Miso Mamon is what is Lo Yason. And what's Kedei Rishasa for Rav Meir? Misa u Malkus. Good? Utsvicha. The Gemara works out Tzvicha said there as well. Then the Gemara says a couple lines further down. It says in the Pasuk, Vosik Chuchofer Nefesh Rotzeach, Lamali. This is a Pasuk in Maaseh. You can't take ransom for a Rotzeach. Sounds like it's saying that if he's paying with his life, then you don't also make him pay monetarily. Sounds like it's repeating the same halacha that you don't have the onesh miso mamon, right? So why do you have to say that pasuk? Hear the question, everybody? So the Gemara answers. The answer is the Amar Rachmana. Rashi went, it's an answer. Look at Rashi in the top. Well, sikhu kofer mashma namim targenu otan shenu mamon. The answer is the Amar Rachmana. She knew Yehuda Mishaninan. It's a teretz that what it means is the following. Lo tishko mamon aminele v'tiftere miktala. Person's chayiv misa. He has no way to ransom himself from to escape his fate to be killed by paying money. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you don't make him pay on top of onus. That you would know from here, that you need a new pasuk for. But once he's chayiv misa, maybe he could pay and be off the hook. So the pasuk says, you can't do that. Rashi explains. It doesn't mean to tell me dilo tavid betarte, elash meinan b'chiyav misa levada shelo yifta b'mama. Okay, clear everybody? What does losikhu chofer nefesh rotzeach mean? That you don't make him pay, that you don't accept money to get him off the hook. But not that which coming to tell me that you don't give him to chiyuvim. That I don't know from it. Next Gemara, what about this pasuk? V'lo sikhu chofer lana selim reklata lamali. Gemara presses on. What about that pasuk? Don't accept money for someone who's going to go to Golos in Ir Miklat. So similarly, so Gemara seems to be asking a question along the lines of the previous question. What was the previous question? That why do you need the pasuk to tell me that you don't give him the onesh mamon on top of misa? Obviously, you don't have the two chiyuvim. You can't have two chiyuvim. We know that already from the other pasukim. The answer is it means you can't pay money to be off the hook to ransom your life not to be. So now the Gemara says a similar answer over here. Lo sikuchov anesliyam akrata lamali dam rachmana lo tishka mamona mele tiftrem in galus. Trey kreitz vichi chadmishal chad bemezid. It means not that you don't make him pay on top of galus, it means you can't let him pay to get off the hook from galus. Look at Rashi. What was the question? Third line. Lo sikuchov for lanus kasal kadai tachot tavid beitarti lo ribishogi galus umamam. And that's a problem. So what do you see in the Gemara? The basic assumption of the Gemara is that you can't tell me the pasuk is teaching us that you don't take mammon on top of galus. You wouldn't need a pasuk for that. A new pasuk for that. It's already understood from where? From an existing pasuk. The answer is the pasuk means something different. That you might think you pay money and be off the hook from galus or not. So what's according to Rashi? It's Mefurashi Gemara. What do you see in the Gemara? That Golos and Mammon cannot be administered together. Why? Because of what halacha? No. There's us. And that's what the Me'iri says. Maybe that's the Mokka for the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, it's not Mr. Gemara. The Me'iri says, Kishem she'en adam mesa mishalem v'lo lokem mishalem. Just like you can't have Misa Mammon or Malkus Mammon, kach. Imhaya olav onesh misas based in umalkus. That's one thing. Meis ve'enaloke. Klal gadol amru los misha achas atemachay vo'itemacham mishtei b'shayos. V'chein b'din gola li'ir miklat. Im karas yirayin b'harigaso. If while he killed the person b'shogeg, he also ripped their garments and he caused hezek. Patur she'eno what? She'eno gola u'mishalein. So what do you see? That galus is not purely kapara, but galus is it's an onesh that goes into kedivah shas. Except the Me'iri points out, you know, we don't have to come on to this new halacha of kedivah shas so by galus, because you can always fall back on what halacha chayvin misos shogigin. Okay, so it could be there will be no nafkamina, but there is a separate tour that you could argue that the onesh galus patters from because it's kedivah shas. And that's what the Gemara was bothered by. And the Gemara says, you don't need the pasuk osikul chofer lan nesil mikato for that. You need it to tell me in the same way the other pasuk that you can't ransom yourself to be off the hook. So what does all this indicate? That galus is an onesh. And I'll take it a step further. It's going kederis jasso. So what does it show me about kederis, about galus? The Gemara in Makis discusses kederis jasso regarding kares. Kares and Malkus. The halacha is that chayve krisus get malchus. So the Gemara asks, how can that be? The Gemara in Malchus, Daf Yud Gimel, beginning of the third perek. How can it be? What happened to Kedei Rishasa? And the Gemara ends up saying a whole shock of Atari here. The Gemara says Kedei Rishasa. We know Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chaim Akana has a drasha that Kares is like Misa to Pater for Mama. That's based on Ason, or the other drasha of Rava, that's halacha that Chayve Krisus Pater for Mama. But here, what about Chayve Krisus Patering for Malchus? Same way Misa Pater for Malchus. So why wouldn't Kares Pater for Malchus? Gemara's question. The Gemara answers toward the bottom here, Mishamisha Achasatam Chayvo, Mishamisha Yosperisha Hamisuro based in Akasav Medaber. Kedei Risha so is limited to what kind of a Risha? Risha Misura Lebezdin. Kares is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. It's not Risha Misura Lebezdin. No, Rabosei, come back to Golis. So what do you see here? If Rashi, Pshat in the Gemara, is mashed by the Kedei Risha so would have worked, the Golis Patas for Mammon, and the Miri says it as well. What does it tell you about the Onesh of Golis? It's the Kedei Risha so, it's Risha Misura Lebezdin. It's not his thing to get a kapara. It's based in his hachrayis. We're not talking about kofin ala mitzvahs. You know, he has to do his thing. We don't even know yet if he's chayiv golus. But we have to lock him up because we have to see to it. If he's chayiv golus, we have to make sure he gets that onus. I mean, it could be after everything. It's psukim in Maaseh also, and maybe the Mishnah Makkos. Because Mishnah Makkos tells us, chidush, you might think that the edim who are zomimim, who wanted the person to go to Golis, should be subject to what? Punishment? Kasha Zamman, they should go to Golis. What does that suggest? If all they wanted was to give him an opportunity to have a kapara, why would that enter in anyone's mind be an onish that the Edom should be subjected to for Kasha Zamman? I mean, they wanted him to be in a position to get a kapara, and he could choose yes or not, and he could decline. But the answer is no. Golis is an onish for Ritzicha B'Shogeg, not just, it is a kapara, but it's also an onesh, hamesura lebezdin, that could pata from mammon, that the Eden Zomin could have possibly been put through that same onesh, kamash bon, we have drushes to say not that way, so they get malchus instead, but yes, golus, and therefore back to our Gemara. So the person kills, or we're not sure if he killed or not, but it was, if he killed, it was B'Shogeg, Bezdin has nachrayis to see to it that he could may end up having to go to Golis, Choshino, so the Golis. Again, that's important, I think, that you can get from this Gemara. Again, various rayas to this effect. Questions? Yeah.
Where again do we know that Golis is Kedei Rishasa and not the Aso and Yanish?
Well, the Meiri is Mashba that way, no? The Meiri is not Mashba that way.
Oh, it's in Rashi.
Rashi, you wouldn't know for sure. Right, because Gemara is just assuming that you know it already. He's saying, what are you going to put into Ason? But Ason there is, isn't it talking when it's Chai, you mean, because it's...
Well, Kedei Rishasa is talking about Malchus also, so either it goes in the one of the particular either
we're talking
though.
About Golus and Mamu. So what do you want to say? It's like Ason there is B'mezid. Elamai Tanda Vechizkiah. Rashi, that's what Rashi means. She know from Tanya Vechizkiah, that's what you're saying.
But either way, Kedei Rishasa is also by the context of Malchus also.
Misa and Malchus, yeah.
The Pasuk in the Torah is by Malchus, by Kedei Rishasa.
That's right. Either way, it's Malchus and Mammon, Misa and Malchus. Right, but here we're talking about, right, so you're saying, why would you plug it in there more than the other one? No, Misha Mishacha, Satu Machayevu. That's what he's saying. Mishacha, so one Misha. So, not two. So now you can apply it to different things.
You don't apply it to regular Misa and Mammon, though.
No. But that's what the Mezuzah is, that I know from the other pasuk. I can't put more than I have. I can't. I have no right to say more than one thing, so I have to apply each pasuk to something, and I wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. Since I couldn't learn from the other, I couldn't put more than one thing in each pasuk. So I have to know the other pasuk is kli miso mamon. So I have no choice. Now I have to know what to put in Kedei Rishasa. In other words, look.
Do we lose the whole mahalach though if we say that Golis and Mammon is from Ason? Would that ruin that now it's based in doing it?
Why?
Would that not matter? It's a din that stam, you just can't get to it, patters it. It's not based in doing it.
You mean to patters it? But I don't know if you would be able to put it in. Why would you put it in? The other asam is a case of bemazed. Via asam. So, you know, well, the case was that they were. I mean, he could say chazvi kazez is chayv, then it's clearly the case.
He doesn't mean he seems to conclude again.
He says chayv is the shogin at the end. That's what he says.
But when you lose the whole halacha also.
V'chein bedin bishachas v'chein bedin golim mikrat en a golim mishalim. El b'shizu en a tzvichim etan ze. Chal chayv is the shogin davar achir. Here, okay, yeah.
So if we're assuming Galus is Mr. Lebez, then therefore you would be able to give Kasher Zaman based on that?
Is that worse? No, so I understand that, right. Could be that's what the Mishnah, why is even an issue of Kasher Zaman, right?
All.
Right. Yeah, in other words, that could also be a support. In other words, why would you have any way of thought that the Edom should be subjected to Galus, except I have drushes otherwise, if all they wanted was to give the person an opportunity to have Kapar, but it's his din, it's not Bezin's din, and what's Shaykh? You know, that they should get kasher zamam and there's a gemar din and the tzak din should be going on them. All tzak din meant is you have an opportunity to have a kapara, fine, but we're not involved. Beis is not involved. Sounds like Beis is involved, and it's a tzak din a Beis has to follow through on, and maybe that's where Edom should be subjected to that. Sounds like that's what it is. It's really an onesh called galus.
Also, just from the fact that there in our sugi there is a dinik chvisha at all, they have to lock him up. Doesn't that itself would apply?
Yeah, I think so. I think all these. I started off from the gemara to see it. I see it from this gemara, but I went from other to other gemaras too. In this gemara, I think also the fact that it's chvisha legolas. That's correct. I think you have it right here. You can also bring it from Mishnah Makis and from the seat in the Meiri. Right, the Meiri doesn't say explicitly what he sounds like. Kedei Rishas. Yeah.
Which Mishnah?
The first Mishnah. The Mishnah Ben Grusha. There's two cases there. The big Ben Grusha case and the case of Golis. That's what the Mishnah is. Before we do the Tosis, now, what are we left with in the Gemara? So we have various Makoros in the Gemara for why Chovel Bachavero Mamona Mishalim Bokalolaki. The first Makor back earlier was the Drasha of what? Can you not sing both? That's the Gemara earlier. Now we have two more Amorayim weighing in, and they say you can learn it out from the Parsha of Demei Vlados, because if you assume that there would have been a potential Chi of Misa here, were there to be an Asom, there must have been Asra, and Asra counts for Malkus also, and if there's no Asom, you pay money, even though there's Asra for Malkus, that proves it. Or from the Parsha of Demei Chavala of Sheves for Ripui. Where again there was a hakah and chov shino so that he might be put to death as a ritzach b'mezid, and if the person doesn't die, you pay shevis for ripui, even though there was a hasra for malchus as well. So you see that by chavala, by shevis for ripui, and so to all chavalas, maman v'lo malchus. Okay, we had quite cautious on the tulimudim, but those are the tulimudim. Now, all of this is predicated on the working into the pasuk, the fact that it's got to be a case that there was hasra given. And hasra was given for Misa, and hasra for Misa is hasra for Malkus. And then I have my raya. If there was no hasra given, then seemingly I've lost my raya. Now that's true. If I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, which begins with Yochanan, that Chayve Malkus Shogigin doesn't pater for Mama, right? What does Rish Lakish hold about Chayvi Malkus Shogin? Patas for Mama. Coming up. No. So I ask you, forget these two rights. I'll prove to you from every single case of Chavala, you find it. Sheves Veripoy, Mei Velados, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Pashas Emma, Pashas Mishpatim, wherever you want to find Chavala in the Torah says you pay mamu. That is the biggest proof that by Chavala, Mamon, Mishalim, Milka Lalaki. But what are you going to hide behind? There was no Asra for Malkus. So? But there's a Lo Yosef. And if there was Asra, there'd be Malkus. And if there's no Asra, so Chayvi Malkus Shogun Shosapata. And yet, there's a Chiyuv of Chavala. So built into the parasha of Chavala, that you pay Mamon, according to Mishmakish, in other words, seemingly you have Minei Reitz, Muchach, in the parasha of Chavala, that obviously the Torah wants you to have Mamon and not Malkus. Who needs any other drasha? You don't need Kenei Nassim Bo, you don't need this. According to Rish Lakish, let the very parish of Chavala itself cry out to tell me that obviously Mamon blo Malkus, because every case of Chavala is no different than Chayvi Malkus Shogigin, which would pater from Mamon, and the Torah says you pay Mamon. No, somebody push back and say, wait a second. Who says maybe the Torah's chidush, even according to Rish Lakish, that you pay the Mei Chavala, is talking only in what case? Lo Asrube. That's what the Torah is telling me. There's two tiers, even for Rish Lakish. If for Asrube, that tier of pattering of Kedei Rish Lakish. The Malkus of Asubay, that would pater Chavala. All you see in the Torah is Lo Asubay. Even according to Rish Lakish, I can see there's two levels. So who can rebut that and say no? For Rish Lakish, you can't make that kind of distinction. I'm saying that make a following distinction. You're never right. It's true that according to Rish Lakish, Chayv and Malkus Shogi can paters. That's true, but it's not on the same level as Chayv and Malkus where you use Hasra. So just because I find that the Torah says you have to pay the Mei Chavala, you pay Chavala in a case where you'd have inferior Malkus, whether to be Asra, but that doesn't mean that the Torah will also require you to pay for Chavala in a case where there was Asra, where you're actually getting a Malkus. Maybe there the Malkus that you're getting would pat to the Mamun. So what should this bring to mind, or both say, should, for some of you, for all of you? Could there be two tiers according to Rish Lakish? Now, would Rish Lakish still need to have a makor in the Torah by a case of Asrubay, or as Tos is going to have by Kenei Nassim Bo, even by Asrubay, building off of Yad Biyad, or one of these drashas? Or for Rish Lakish, it's all the same. Where did we see a discussion about this question? To get you into Chazara mode. Where did we see a discussion this question? That for Rish Lakish, if you have a Riboy Akra, so could the Riboy Akra be assigned and limited to a case of Lo Asrubay, but I still wouldn't know Asrubay? Or do we say, no, according to Rish Lakish, it's all the same. So if I know Lo Asrubay, then I know Asrubay. Where did we see that? Does it ring a bell somewhere? Yeah? Where? Tosus where? Good. You're ready on the right track. Tosus where? Amid Aleph. Lam Beis Amid Aleph. Good. Dibra Maskil. Alma. Beautiful. Yeah. What do you have there? Okay. You're right on the right track. Good. Good. So you identified the Tosus. How does the Gemara know that Ula holds everywhere? Mamon Misham Mikulalaki. Maybe by Onus Mfata, there's a special Reboy of what? Of what? No, this Yubi Chazring Purim day. No, this is the Daf Yomi, right? Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis is Shushan Purim. Okay, but what? Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. Tosus Masal Alma. So how did the Gemara know to prove that Ula holds Mamon Velo Malkus? Maybe over here it's different because there's a Riboy of what? Of Naira, Naira, Naira. So Rabbeinu Tam suggested an answer that Tosus rejects. What did Rabbeinu Tam want to say? Ain Lo Malk. Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say that if it were true that it was only based on the Riboy of Naira, 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 then we could have left the Mishnah in Makis, that left the Mishnah in Makis to be talking about Naira, not Bulgaris, and it let it be discussing Hisrubo, where there was Malkis. And that's where you have Malkis. And this that our Mishnah says that you'll have Knas based on Naira, Naira, Hanaira, that could be below Hisrubo. And that's how we know that obviously he didn't want to say that. We didn't want to say that. So must be he holds all the time Mammon v'lo Malkis. Why didn't Tosus like this answer, Rabbi Notam? The Ein Zeh Diuk. The Ikar Meimar that Ula holds like Rish Lakish. The Lobaylishni can be Israel Kansha Lois Rubo, Kedamino Kaman, the Ein Chiluk, but the day, the Israel, the Chayt Malkis, the Shogim, Turmina Tashlumin, Ben Hisrubo, Ben Lois Rubo. If your Marbil Knas, Mikra, the Lois Rubo, who are then the Hisrubo? There's no difference. So Tosus couldn't hear that you're going to have a drasha that for Rish Lakish is going to be limited to be a Reboy by Lois Rubo, because for Rish Lakish it's all the same. And who disagreed with Tosus? Tosus Harash. Tosus Harash thought that even according to Rish Lakish, you could see the two as two separate tiers, two separate levels. So it could be this would have ramifications for our discussion too. For Rish Lakish, could I learn out Chovo b'chaveiro, mamon v'lo malkis from the very halacha that you pay to make chavala, whatever case. Because that case is a case of chayim malkis shogigin. So if you hold like Tosus, like the Ri asked on Rabbeinu Tam, that for Rish Lakish there's no basis to distinguish between Isrubo and Lo Isrubo. It's all the same halacha, it's the same level. So then you see, it's muchach from every case of chavala, that obviously the Torah wants you to have mamon v'lo malkis. Tosef Rush, on the other hand, maybe wouldn't be a proof. Tosef Rush would say, even for a shlokish, maybe the Torah only was marbed that in the case of Lo Asrube. You need to figure out how you know by Asrube. That could be different. And that's why you'd have to come on to the same type of drushes that we had here. I think it's an interesting parallel to the Tosus before. Okay, so we got it out of you guys. Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's begin on the Tosus here a little bit. The only ha'ara, I guess, maybe ha'ara relating to this point is, what does Rava hold? Does Rava hold like for Shulakish? The Ksos in Lamed Beis, Lamed Ches, I forget, maybe Lamed, talking about even Zomin there, he makes a cheshbin and works out that Rava holds like for Shulakish. Why is that relevant? Because this Rasha is of Yaakov Minar Pekod Mishmei de Rava. No, so if it's Rava, So who needs to come on to the drasha shifto yitain? Every case of chaval, according to Rish Lakish, is a right. According to Tosus, at least. So it could be relevant even in terms of Rava's name. Rava, what does Rava hold? Ela pshita da asrube. V'yim tomar. Heche mishalei mamon. Afigu ki ein aso. Hakevan de miskaven laarog havele rodef. Umischaye benafso. Vikimre bedraba mine. What is Tosus going on? The Gemara says we have a raya from the case of Mevlados that by Chavala, Mamam Nishara Milka Lolaki, because obviously we're going now that if she dies, if the woman dies, and he has to get killed as well, nefesh tachas nefesh, and it must be with Asrube. And Hasra from Misa is Hasra from Malkus, and so on, and if there would be no Ason, then he'd be paying even though there was Hasra from Malkus. The Tosus asks, but why would there be a Chiyuv Mammon at all here? After all, if a person's miskavin laharog, he was miskavin laharog as zeh, v'harag as zeh, but he's miskavin laharog. So he's a rodef. A rodef is mischai benafshu, anybody could kill him. And that would allow for kamid rav minei with pater from mamon. So the fact that he's a rodef should pater from mamon. So what does Tosus mean to ask? So b'chal, how can there be a chi of mamon in this story? Sounds like it's a kasha stamisai. The dibor maskel of Tosus is by asrube. I mean, what about lo asrube for Misa? Same kasha, really. strange why Tosis would be talking about Asuga. I mean, the whole Gemara. Why would it be a Chiv Mamma? He's Chayiv Misa as a Rodef. And what would be as far as the Malkus? What? So if it was Asrube, Tosis spoke about Asrube. So if he's Pater from Mammon, what? What about the Malkus? No, let's say she didn't die. Let's say she didn't die. The woman didn't die. What would come out of Tosis Kasha? So Tosis is asking, the Misa, Chi of Misa Rodef, he intended to be Rodef. He intended to kill. Kill whoever. So he's a Rodef. So the Chi of that you can kill a Rodef should pater from the Mamo. So then at the end of the day, he shouldn't have to pay for Tmei Vlados. And what else would follow from this? If there was Asrube, he'll get Malkus. Yeah, it comes out. Right? If Tosis is talking about Asrube, he could have asked the Kasha Chorim without Asrube. Stam, how could it be a chiv of Mevlados if there's a road, if he patters from that patters chiv mamon? I understand. So Tosis talked about the case of Asrube. In the case of Asrube, so then and Hasraf and Mises Hasraf and Malkus, but the woman didn't die. So now you want him to pay Mevlados. So Tosis, why do you pay Mevlados? Chiv rode patters from mamon. But furthermore, if there won't be a chiv mamon, so then there should be a Chiv Malkus. Is that correct or not? Why should it be? Why should Pater for Chiv Malkus? There's no Chiv Mama. The Chiv Mama got patterned because of the Chiv Misa Rodef. Sound correct or not? Why not?
Why is it Malkus also get patterned?
What?
Why would Malkus also get patterned from the Misa?
The Chiv Rodef would pater the Malkus. The Chi of Rodev should pater the Malkus.
Is that what?
The Chi of Misa Rodev should pater from Malkus. Is that so? Kedivis Shasa, what are you going to use? Kedivis Shasa is Mishra Misrula based. The only reason Rodev patters is based on Lo Ya'as and Anash Yanish. So we say that that's us, that's Miso Mama. Chiv Rodev patters for Malkus? Where do we find such a thing? Chiv Rodev patters for Malkus? Chiv Misa Rodev patters for Mama. Chiv Misa's based in patters for Malkus. Kedivis Shasa. Wouldn't be Rishasa, it's not Risham Surah Bezdin. I don't think so. So Khara the Chiv Rode Patis from Mammon. But if it were a case of Asube, which is Tosos Gibra Maschil, so then it should also follow that there'll be Malkus as well, because we're going out the Asra of Misa is Asra for Malkus. I'm not saying it, I mean it should follow that way. Unless you argue, wait, but maybe the Chiv Mammon can still patter for Malkus. But what kind of Chiv Mammon? The Chiv Mammon was erased. Was it really erased? It could perhaps tie into what issue? The Shemaim. We had earlier, we have it on the days as well, in the bottom, the same minute is going to come up again. The Chiyuv, Lashi Sede Shemaim, according to Rashi, Tfisa works. Rashi, Bamitzir Tariyalach, by the case of Chosin Pipara, that Tfisa works. So maybe there's still a Chiyuv Mamun of Chavalah to Pater from Malkus. I don't know, could you say that? No, the pater from the Malkus. I'm saying if the halacha is that mammon paters from Malkus, the chovel, the mammon of chovel, if it's not mammon that yochai b'dinei adam, it's yochai b'dinei shemayim, because there was a misa that patered from the chiyuv mammon b'dinei adam.
By lo yeah, and it erases the mammon completely. It's not kedir.
There's no. But we saw that the din of Rashi can be the Gemara can be to Esna. So you see that the Lashes de Shemaim is even by Misomma. The Gemara learns it from Esnan, Baalimo. So it's even by Misomma that it passed. Rav Chaim's formulation would suggest that by Malkus and Mammon it's still here, but basically can't enforce it. Misomma and Patus. But the Gemara, according to Rashi, tells us even by Misomma. Yes, I don't know. That's the only way out. They could say that the Malkus would still get patterned because of the Lesser Deshemaim. I don't know if that's correct. Just the Cheshbon of the Kasha. Why Tosas need to ask by Yastrubei is a separate question. That's what the Beis Yaakov wonders about. Yeah. I mean, seemingly the Kasha is a Kasha on the Chiyuv of the Mevuadus. There's a Rodef in the situation. Why is it Dafka in our Gemara? She did the Astrubei. I mean, Lo Astrubei, same question. We'll see the Beis Yaakov has a whole Cheshbon here, but. But the way Tosis has the question, in the case of Asrubei, it should also follow that the Rodev, Chiyuv Rodev, will patter from Mammon, and Pashtas, therefore, the Mammon won't be able to patter the Malkus. There's no Chiyuv Mammon. Unless you say the Chiyuv was Yishamayim. Don't know. Anyway, what does Tosis answer? V'yeshulomar, v'sheyecholim latzilo de'echad me'evarav. Achyamina ben Sorer. Here we get into a very interesting sugya. That Rodev, halacha, they can kill the Rodev, is not necessarily always true. It's not always true, because if you can disable the Rodev without killing him, but you can shoot at his feet, right? You can disable him, be'echad me'evarav, which would inhibit him from being able to continue to pursue and to follow up on what his intention is to kill. So that would be what you'd have, that'd be the course of action that you would do. You'd be able to defend the Nirdaf without having to kill the Rodev. And if, therefore, you decided to kill the Rodev and go beyond what you could have done to stop him from pursuing the Nirdaf, then you actually chayev misa for killing the Rodev. You have no right to kill the Rodev if you could have done something short of killing him. If yachlo atzil be'achad me'evarav. He sends us to the sugya in Sanhedrin. So the truth is, you all saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's kedai to see it. I mean, the sugya of Sanhedrin, it's really a sugya that we keep coming back to, you know, because it's every ukimta in the Gemara is another sugya in its own right. But what starts the ball rolling, you have only Ayin Dalet Aleph. What was the Gemara before Ayin Gimel Beis? What started the whole Gemara there? The kasha in Sanhedrin from what? From the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes and Ksubis. Right, knas. So what does it say that Chai Bekrisos have knas? So what's the kasha of the Gemara there? How can this be? How can there be chiyuv knas by Baal Alachoso? What? It halachi is a person is doing a rodev to do an aveir of Gilead Arayis of Chai Bekrisos. The halachi is nitan latzilo benafsho. So therefore, he's chayiv misa as a rodev. And therefore, why is there a chiyuv of knas? That's the sugya. So we have multiple answers to that kasha. And each answer, as we said, is a sugya in its own right. Some of the answers we've seen already. You have the answer about tchiyas hara versus gemar bia. We discussed that in terms of kiveger on lambeis amid aleph. You have the answer of rapapa on the top of ayin dalid. Rapapa on the foot of a divi hakol. That was discussed in Tosas and Chavtes with the Hocheshman of the Mishnah based on Rapapa's Hukimta Mefuta. Comes Abaye with a different answer. B'yachol Hatzio be'echad me'evarav Rav Yonason ben Sholhi. Yonason ben Shol, interesting name, right? In Tanakh too. Yonason ben Shol is the author, the Tana, who holds Rodif Sherodif Achaveru Lohargo B'yachol Hatzio be'echad me'evarav V'lo Hitzu Neragolav. In other words, if you ended up killing him but not disabling him, Yochai Misa. How does he know it? The Mar explains how he knows it. He knows it from this section in the Chumash. Chinatzu Anashim. What's the case? Mimatzu Shiv Misa Kosa Medaber. He learns the whole parsha the way we're learning it in our Gemara, that it's a Chi of Misa, and the Torah says, Imlo Yasan Anash Yanish. So now, Iyam Abishlam Uhatzlach Mevarav, Onito and Sil Benafsho, then you can understand why Yanish. How could it be a Chi of Mammon? He's a Rodev. He was pursuing, he had a tendency to kill somebody. He's a Rodev. The answer is, he was a Rodev, but he could have been disabled. Be'achad Mevarav. But if you say, Yochel Atzah Be'achad Mevarav, he's also in the Tzil B'Nafsho, Hechem Meshkechav Kadei Yadish. The Gemara is asking the question without Asrubi, simply on the case itself. So what is Tosis doing? He's quoting the Gemara. He's quoting the Gemara. Except that Tosis has the kasha by Asrubei, which is also strange. So the Beis Yaakov works out that Tosis had a different kasha in mind, although the words don't necessarily say it in the way Tosis phrases a question, but it has to do with the continuation of the Gemara. I want to leave a little time. I promised you guys to have a little time for Q&A. So we'll leave it here. But take another look at the Gemara. Look at the Beis Yaakov and look at Rekiv Eger. Rekiv Eger has another kasha here, which is very interesting, based on the Levush and Parshas Vayishlach. We'll try to do that tomorrow, and Mirth Hashem will go weiter, hopefully, also, maybe.